Good morning. 7:42 a.m. on Monday, January the 8th, 2014. 20 degrees, it feels like 10, but I'm out and moving. Most of the sidewalks have been at least given a cursory pass as a shovel. Most of them still have a crust of snow. So the traveling is not particularly solid this morning. But after several days of not giving out, 18 and a half minutes on the first mile. Not too bad. Not great, but not too bad. Given I haven't done it for a while and given the traveling is iffy. So, yeah, the key is to get out and do the walk. I had a couple of days where I couldn't actually get outside because it was just too bloody cold. The day I got up and it was minus 17, that was like, no, that's not happening. They canceled school because after a couple of weeks off, the buses in 17 below weather wouldn't start. I'm not too surprised. It was probably kind of a oh yeah moment for the bus drivers when they got to the bus yards and discovered that minus 17 and diesel is a bit of a problem on most occasions. But things seem to be going slowly back to normal. I've got first kid back to school, first wife went back to school. The wife went back to work yesterday for the first time, and I don't remember the last time she went to work, to be honest. But having only one kid home, having the house almost to myself was—it's like, oh yes, this is what I need. The curse of the introvert is that family time is not necessarily recharging time. Usually energy sapping time, and that to really get recharged, as I'm coming to find out, I really need to be alone. Not alone in the room with somebody else sitting there, but alone. Not anyone around. Just me. Yesterday was a recharging day, even though I know the kid was at home. She was in her room. She was quiet. She didn't say much. And rather than do something useful, like record, I slept. It was delicious. I also did a lot of back office work. I got a bunch of stuff I need to get into the mail today. Stuff that I thought had gone. Stuff that I've had sitting there for weeks. And then, of course, with the holidays, I didn't want to drop it in the mail when everybody else was mailing stuff, so I didn't want it to get lost. But I've got a contract to sign and send out. I've got some books to send out. Not mine, but others. I got a bunch of stuff that has to go out, so I'll probably try to get that done today, if possible. I'm supposed to be writing Cape Grace. And I've done, today's the 8th, I've done exactly 0 words so far this year. For a 6-book year, we're off to a really slow start. We're gonna figure out how to get this thing moving. Part of it is finding some recharge time. I've had wife and or kids in my face for 6 weeks, maybe. I don't know how long. A long time. Way longer than I'm comfortable with. Well, the good news is the Panera opened. It's just around the corner. So it's actually within walking distance. I'm going to be making the turn here and heading eastward. And when I do, the Panera is just across the field from that intersection. It's a long field. It's like half a mile across there, but still within walking distance, within a mile of the house. So getting my stuff into a shoulder bag and getting my butt over to Panera on days when I just have to get out of the house, it's going to be very doable. I also have to work on my taxes. I've got to get the taxes prepaid before the 15th. Today's the 8th, which gives me a week, which is not a lot of time. I'd really like to have them filed well in advance. Today or tomorrow would be really good. So, I'm trying to think what else. I've been thinking about what I've been working on. Not much, to be honest. I haven't been really doing a lot other than trying to get my head into the right place. I got my 2014 calendar posted, and I got the first set of markups on it. It's made a difference already. I've been sitting there at my desk looking at it going, oh yeah, okay, this is pretty poor. And I looked at last year's, and last year was kind of blank. And I don't want this year's to be blank. I want this year's to have lots of stuff on it. So I have some green circles for the days that I walked and some red circles for the days that I didn't. At the moment, I've got more red circles than green. Let's see if to get that fixed. And I can only get one circle a day, so yeah, that's going to happen. And any day I don't work 5,000 words, I put the word count in red. Any day I work over 5,000 words, I'll put the word count in green. There are lots of red. Lots of red. So I need to use that as a spur to get myself moving. Once I get dug into the book, I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be quite good. I saw a little few minutes ago that Karen Conlon, who's doing the editing on Hermit, has another question for me this morning. She's had a question for me almost every day, talking about different aspects of the editing process, different ideas, different things that she runs across. Apparently, I was not consistent in the way that I spelled probably. P-R-O-B apostrophe L-Y. In addition to the normal spelling of probably, there are at least three alternate dialectic spellings, P-R-O apostrophe B-L-Y, probably, or P-R-O-B apostrophe L-Y, probably. There's also Prawley, P-R-O apostrophe L-Y, or sometimes spelled P-R-O-L-L-Y, Prawley. Probably be good. No B's. And the Down East dialect that I grew up with had both B's but no A, so it was probably. Yeah, we'll probably go down to Cosay and dig some clams. Probably. There's a B on either side of the apostrophe. They all have different sounds, they all have different cadences to a certain extent because of the way the pause falls. Well, speaking of cadences, that's something I ran across. I've been spending way too much time on YouTube. But I watched a YouTube video on beatboxing. And being a percussionist in a prior life, this whole beatboxing thing has had me interested for a long time. It's just not something that I could actually imagine getting my tongue around to make it work right. And this guy was talking about the phrases that he uses as the basis of his beats. Monkpole. And one of them was bouncing cats. You can hear it. Bouncing cats, bouncing cats, bouncing cats, bouncing cats, bouncing cats, bouncing cats. Another one was, what was it? Baboons and pigs. 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 So it's kind of cool. It was a different look at how the beatboxing sound flow works cognitively. And while I couldn't possibly come up with baboons and pigs, makes sense to me cognitively, and I can make that work with my lips. Ooh, slippery. A Jetta trying to roll on ice. Doesn't roll very well on ice. There's a lot of ice. There's a lot of ice. Holy cow, there's a lot of ice. Streets are polished smooth and frozen from the tires. So it's coming down the hill toward my house. It's sleigh ride time. I usually try to stop about halfway down the hill, and I do manage to stop before I get to the stop sign. But it's slippery. Well, today's supposed to be maybe in the 30s. Yesterday was got up to 32, above freezing, sort of, yesterday for the first time in a week. Some hardy soul out on a bicycle. Not that I see him, but I see his wobbly tracks. This is another interesting video about a guy who was heating his garret, his little office in the attic, with tea candles and clay pots, which I thought was interesting. A convection heater made from 4 tea candles, a bread pan, and 2 clay pots. And it seems incomprehensible to me that you could get enough temperature from 4 candles. They last 4 hours each. So lighting 4 candles and putting them under a small clay pot in a bread pan so that there's air circulation. And then putting a bigger pot over the top so that the inner pot gets really hot and creates a convection, with the outer pot being a chimney so that the air pulls up through the big hole in the bottom of the pot. That's kind of interesting. It was a fascinating demonstration of physics. You sort of have to put it someplace where you're not going to bump it. He had it on a shelf. He had a magazine under the bread pan so that it didn't get hot and burn the wood. I'm surprised it didn't get hot and burn the paper. That was the thing that I was like, really? I think if it had been me, I'd have got a couple of ceramic tiles to put under the bread pan. But it seemed to work for him, so, okay. Heat rises, I suppose, so the bottom of the pan does get warm, but not terrible. Ah, my fingers are so cold. Most of me is warm. I've got my fleece hood on, I've got my Tyvek hood up. I'm wearing three layers. But my fingers are really cold. But what a glorious morning, gosh. It's days like this that and other than being cold, it's like it's glorious out, it's gorgeous. It's the sun is, I put a bonus picture up this morning of the actual sunrise, which was just about the time I was going out this morning, sometime around 7:20 or so. The sun is up now a bit. It's up behind a cloud deck, so the cloud has got silver lining, and there's a lot of mackerel sky directly overhead. It's perhaps a little bit higher than the cloud deck because the sun is illuminating it. It's all white and shiny. And there's dogs. What a surprise. Oh, there's dogs on both sides of the street. Woohoo! Bonus dog day. The overland trail, the cross-country path that four-wheel drives use to get from the other side of this park over to this side without having to go all the way around. It's packed down. It doesn't look that much different from a regular street right at the moment. It's, rutted and got tire treads all over it, but it actually looks to be in a little better shape because they're going slower out there and their tire prints don't polish the ice. They just sort of sink into the snow and now they're all frozen. So there's actually probably traction out there. I have to say the sidewalks are in good shape. I'm pretty impressed. There's only a couple of places where the sidewalks are really, really pretty bad. And most of those are boundary conditions where obviously some property owner went and plowed to the end of their property, and the other property owner went and plowed to the end of their property, and the two boundaries didn't quite agree. And there's one place where snowplow had to go off the sidewalk and around a phone pole, and so there's no plowing on the right side of the phone pole where the actual sidewalk is. But that little heater thing had me thinking about the garden shed again. And I keep thinking that, well, I don't really need a dozen different places to ride. I only need one good one. And the reality is, maybe I do need a dozen places to ride. I've done really good if I go down to the far library and write in the room down there so I can get on there. And I love Panera, so going to Panera to write perhaps for lunch would be very cool. Going down mid-morning for a midday snack and staying until lunchtime. That could be fun. Eh, 19 minutes on the backside. That's okay. First day back after another long hiatus. Whew. Man, I gotta get better at this. Although the weather has to cooperate. That's one of the things that I've come to agree with. It's much easier to deal with this when I'm not afraid I'm going to fall down and break a hip, or afraid I'm going to get frostbite on my face or something. So with that, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.